This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's if you're keeping score at home. Jeff Phelps is. I know that for a fact.
Of course.
I'm Andy Baskin. He's got all these number two. He's got pencils without erasers on them. That's how confident Jeff is when he scores a game. You use the little golf pencils, don't you?
Sure. Well, I'm not going to make any mistakes.
Never do. And you'll make the call right the first time.
Score baseball, boom.
No one's calling up from the dugout to question Jeff Phelps's official scoring.
No.
Tristan McKenzie on the hill today for the Guardians. Thoughts on that, especially after, you know, where we are after last week's news from the Athletic.
Guys sometimes heal up without the surgery, Andy. I hope he's one of them. He's in an age, he's in his upper 20s now, all right? It's not like he's a 23-year-old kid anymore. Mm-hmm. And my fingers are crossed because otherwise, you know, like if something goes wrong here and they decide, okay, you've got to have the surgery, that means he will have pitched only 4 games last season, a minimal number of games this season, and be out next season. And that's not good. So I'm very hopeful that he's able to heal up without the surgery.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's likely or not. Not a doctor.
The part of it for me, though, is every time I watch him go out on the hill, I'm watching to make sure that he stays whole. Like, I'm worried that every time he goes out there that this injury is going to just explode on him and that he's going to have even bigger problems after. And it's all based on an article.
That's the fear, isn't it?
Yeah. And then you've got a big weekend series coming up against Atlanta. That'll start tomorrow, 7:20, first pitch. That'll be Allen against Sale, and the second game will be Bibee against Morton. Third game, Lively against Elder. And, you know, isn't that the way you can kind of look at things to say, okay, I've been sitting back, I've been watching this team play, really excited about the way they're playing, 17-7. I don't care if they lost yesterday, 8-0. It's one game against Boston. The real goal is to come back and win today at 110 and win the series. Doesn't matter how many runs you win by. So come back and win the series. Are you intrigued by this weekend series, though, at Atlanta, where you know you're going to be playing one of the best teams in Major League Baseball?
Yes, and for this reason only. Hmm. Kind of a little chance to measure up against the team that you know is really good. I've never been one of those folks who says, okay, well, they played Oakland a bunch. All right, well, Oakland was on the schedule. They're on everybody's schedule.
No, I get it, but I do think that when you're playing a team that you know is 500 or lower and you're just smoking them and taking series left and right from them, sweeping series against them as well, that you kind of look at it a little bit sideways. It's not the same. Atlanta.
I'll be honest, I don't. But I am looking at the Atlanta series to see how they stack up. I think it's a better indication of what kind of team you might have. And then again, you could go and get swept and not be a very good team and think, okay, well, then they don't have it. Well, maybe they do. Maybe they still do. Baseball is such a strange game, and you play so many games. What if they went to Atlanta and swept the Braves? Does that mean they're on their way to the playoffs? No, it doesn't.
But you should feel good about yourself, I would say
But I'm curious to see how they match up, and I'm I want to see how they respond, because that's a good situation. You know, Atlanta's a really good team, and then they go to Houston after that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's a double whammy back to back
in Houston. Yeah, that's the other hard part about it. There are years, though, you go back and look at it at the end of the season, and you're like, okay, they made it to the first round of the playoffs, and then you can see that the bulk of their victories are against the AL Central, and you're like, okay, I can see how they got there this way. Or there have been years before where interleague play has bolstered them into the playoffs as well. And, you know,
bolster,
I guess...
Bolster is a good word.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I've had a couple good words the last couple of days, haven't I?
You have.
Yeah, can we get you a glove? Maybe you can play in the outfield.
Must have bought a thesaurus.
I didn't. I just read the dictionary every day. I've never looked up thesaurus in the dictionary, though. Is there a word for that?
Yeah, thesaurus.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092 if you haven't driven off the road yet from this conversation. So the Guardians get back at it. Again, not really too worried about last night. Still really excited. And then they've got some challenging games ahead of them. And I think we're all kind of looking forward to seeing how they play. I just want them to win the series today. I want Tristan McKenzie to be able to walk through today's game healthy and make me not think twice about every time he goes out there. You go out there, you get a win today, you win the series. That's what it's all about. Then you have Atlanta, then you're at Houston, and you're back home again next weekend against the Angels, and the Tigers will come in after that to start off early on in the month of May. I want to go back to basketball with you here, Jeff, for a moment as we get set for Sam Amico, who's going to join us at 1 o'clock. And the Cavaliers tonight will take their 2-0 lead to Orlando. It's interesting to listen to people. We haven't heard from a lot of folks today just about how they feel about this game. I'm in this situation where I feel like I love the way they played the last two games. I thought it was interesting to hear Tom Withers tell us before that he's like, yeah, well, there's some problems there, and there's some things that need to be worked on. And it hasn't been perfect from the Cavaliers' side. Maybe I've just been wearing rose-colored glasses on this thing, because I thought the Cavaliers have been playing well. And, you know, other than the third quarter where things got, I don't know, it just kind of got muddy, you know?
Orlando's been really bad, Andy. I mean, that's...
Why do I not want to see that? Why do I only want to see the Cavs are playing great?
Well, because you like the Cavs. Orlando's shooting has been atrocious. Just atrocious. And before anybody screams, well, it's the Cavs defense. No, it's not. It's a contributing factor, but Orlando has been atrocious shooting the basketball. They're not that bad. Even if the Cavs defense is good, they're not that bad. They will get better. If they don't get better, I'll be stunned. I think they win a game in Orlando. I don't think they'll win two, Andy.
I was surprised when Daryl brought that up when we were talking to him about it.
Daryl thought they might win two.
He said
Orlando in six. That's what I said at the beginning of the series. I will say, after watching the first two games, Orlando has played so poorly. If you would allow me to adjust, I would probably say five. But that's what I said before, five or six. And I just don't think the Cavs sweep. I think Orlando gets at least one.
I want to be able to watch our big guys play the way that they've been playing in the first two games. I want more of that.
You know what's weird, though? And I mentioned this to Tom Withers. They're averaging 16.5, Evan, and 16, Jarrett, points.
Right.
Right about where they were in the regular season. It just looks different, doesn't it?
I don't know. Maybe just because they've been able to grab so many rebounds. Allen, you know, 18 rebounds in one game, 20 rebounds in the other game. Mobley, double-figure rebounds in the first game of the series. I'm looking at these rebounds they're getting, and maybe it's just because there's the opportunity to have so many rebounds because Orlando is shooting so poorly. Maybe that's the reason why they're standing out in being able to get the ball back in transition and then move the ball back down the floor. I don't know. I like watching this, and I'm having a hard time not seeing positives in things that the Cavaliers. Yes, I see.
Well, the Cavs have done a lot of positive things, but you can't ignore the fact that Orlando has played very poorly.
I want to go back to 18 out of 20. When they won 18 out of 20, then...
17 of 18. Sounds even better.
I don't like the way you say that. I like the way I say it better. 18 out of 20. Or say 18 and 2. Does that sound better?
They won 8 straight and 9 straight with a loss in between. That's 17 of 18.
Looking at what they were able to do there gave me high hopes for the entire season. You're sitting here. I've never seen anyone laugh at their own math.
I'm not laughing.
You're laughing at your own math.
I'm just sitting here.
That we had that run, and you were like, I wonder what are they going to battle Boston to be the top team in the East? And then we saw what happened after that, that, you know, despite the fact that they could win with injury, they just couldn't be that team the second half of the season. Injuries put them in that position. There are a number of reasons why they weren't able to duplicate, but I don't think anybody thought they were going to duplicate what they did in that 20-game stretch. I didn't. Did you? If you thought they could duplicate what they did during that 20-game stretch, I give you all the credit in the world, because I didn't see it. I knew that they would come back to reality. My question for the second half of the season
was,
I
didn't think
are they going to be the 2 seed? Like, I kept thinking, okay, can they be the 2 seed because Boston has just blown by everybody, and they consistently won night after night to be able to be the top seed in the East. Yet you watch them play Miami last night, and then you wonder, wow, wait a minute, wait. Maybe the gap between the 8th seed and the 1 seed isn't as great as we think it is. Or as you said earlier, Jeff, that maybe perhaps 1 and 2 and 7 and 8 are scarier than those teams that are in the middle.
I think that's absolutely true. I do. I wouldn't want to play Philly, even with Embiid limping up and down the court like crazy. And I don't want to play Miami.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So here we sit. They're up 2 games to none. I wonder how many people are closer to what you're thinking compared to what I'm thinking. 216-474-0092. I have complete confidence in this team, especially if they come out and win that first quarter tonight and they can, you know, get a little bit of distance in them against Orlando in the first quarter. I think they will remind Orlando that they're just not shooting the ball. We talk about basketball being a game of streaks and the mental part of the game. I just think sometimes when you can't hit, you can't hit. And I'm listening to like people go, oh, I think Orlando's coming back. They're going to do this. I mean, they've got to fight their way back, and maybe being at home is the recipe that they need to be able to do it. But I think if they come out cold again or the Cavs come out hot again, it's going to trickle right back into their minds that they're like, you know what? We shot like garbage the first 2 games of the series. And we're continuing. I wonder if we're ever going to be able to get out of this. I know that's just kind of the way I see the series. I wonder how Sam Amico does. We will talk to Sam next right here, 92.3 The Fan. You know, the road to the NBA Finals, it's already underway. And new customers on FanDuel can have their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. So what are you going to do? You're going to sit back, relax, watch tonight. You've got a busy night. You've got the draft on one TV. You've got NBA playoffs on another, or you're going to be looking at your phone. You're going to be all a part of it. Well, while you're also on your phone, or maybe you're over at your computer, why don't you hop in the game, have a little bit of fun. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, again, to use during the NBA playoffs. You can bet on things like three-pointers made, who's going to win, over, under, first basket score. There's so much more. Go to FanDuel.com/AndyB. FanDuel.com/ANDY, the letter B, to get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.